Doing in release time. Well, here's what's, I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask Tommy, first of all, go ahead and sit down, guys. I'm going to ask Tommy to, first of all, just give us, we got to be brief, but Tommy, could you tell us how you got into this and you're serving in the Santa Ana area? Just give us a real quick rundown on what's going on. The last time we heard from you, they had stopped the program, but I understand it's back up. And so Tommy, go ahead. Just okay. Share a little bit.
Yeah. So how I got started, actually, I got started in ministry and through Release Time Christian Education. I got saved in 2000, and about a year later, I was at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, and the program had just begun, like got reignited there in the Santa Ana School District at that time. And so an announcement came out, hey, we need some volunteers. And I was like, well, I guess I can volunteer. I don't know what this is, you know. And I actually thought that it wasn't an announcement. They said drivers, I saw a post there at the church and it said drivers needed. And guess what I needed? A job. And so I was like, great. I took down the phone number and I called and they said, yeah, come on down. We have an application for you. I was like, perfect. I mean, get there early before anybody else gets the job. I get the application and I fill out the application, but it had all these questions like, you know, how long you've been walking with the Lord, you know, and just like these, you know, questions about my faith. And I was like, I told my wife, and remember now, I was a brand new Christian, right? Brand new. You know, and, you know, with all the rough edges and everything. And so I was like, hey, they're not even asking if I went to jail or prison. This is cool, you know. They're not even asking for my social security number. I'm like, man, I'm going to get paid under the table, tax-free. This is all good, right? And so I hand in the application, and I give it to the guy, right? And I say, hey, when can I start? He says, well, can you start tomorrow? I was like, well, yeah. But the whole thing is I knew it was a Christian kind of a, you know, I knew it was, you know, from the church. So I was hesitant to ask how much they paid. So I was like, man, he didn't tell me how much they paid. I'm kind of, you know, I need a job. And so I went to one of the other assistant pastors that was at the church there at the time, and I told him, hey, hear about this program, you know, they need drivers. It's called Release Time. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I go, hey, how much do they pay? And he started laughing at me. And I was like, what are you laughing at, man? And he says, dude, this is all volunteer work. You're not getting paid. No, I was like, oh, all right. So I already committed, and so I had already had made up in my mind that, you know, I'm only going to be here for like a week. And, you know, because I knew it was like, man, it was the kids, and I was like, you know, I'm a brand new Christian. First time ever serving and volunteering anything. And so I was like, okay, I'll be here for a week. And then I went, and I go to a school, and then something happened on that day in my heart. When I drive up to this school in the middle of Santa Ana, if you're not familiar with Santa Ana, there's a lot of challenges. It's a beautiful city, very rich and very just full of life, and you know, it's just amazing. But there is pockets in Santa Ana where there's a lot of poverty, gangs, drugs, you know, and just like pretty much any other metropolitan city, right? And so we pull up to this school, and all these kids, fourth and fifth graders, come running out, and they stop at me. They're like, "Who are you?" And I was like, "Just be quiet, kid," you know. But they all started reciting a Bible verse. And they're like, teacher, teacher, let me tell you my Bible. They started with excitement, with passion, with joy. It was authentic. It was genuine. It was real. And something happened to me that day. And I said, man, I'm going to come back tomorrow. I'm going to do this again. And then another week. And, you know, and so the week continued into almost 20 years now that I've been serving with Release Time. Yeah. And so real quick, I will say that at the end of last year, there was some challenges that we had with Release Time Education in the Santa Ana Unified School District. And, you know, just with policy and everything else like that. It's a very large district for Orange County. It's the largest school district in Orange County. And so, you know, they were policy changes and all this other stuff was going on, unbeknownst to us, you know, and you know, we're always going to encounter challenges. When we're doing the work of the ministry, whatever it is, we're going to encounter challenges. And I think God allows those challenges to really stretch our faith, right? And it's because it all belongs to Him. And so with these challenges, they basically, they were saying, okay, you know what, this program has to stop now. And I was like, well, wait a minute, you know, just a couple of months back, the board had a meeting and it got approved, so I don't understand what's going on. And they're like, oh, you know, some miscommunication, you know, was going on and everything. And, you know, it was a little stressful, you know, and there was even, you know, outside voices like, oh, well, yeah, it's, you know, outside voices were saying, you know, even people that believe in God were saying, oh, yeah, well, it's all stopped because, you know, just, you know, pastors in that city don't even care and stuff like that. And I was like, what are you talking about? There's like 10, 15 pastors from, you know, all kinds of different churches that are a part of this. Anyways, you know, so it's just like all those challenges. Well, you just kind of, we coordinated, and I thank God for all the relationships that I've been able to build within the school district. And in prayer, thank you all for praying, because I did put an email out, you know, and Sally, I know you got it, and it's just like, please pray, 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 you know, this is going to get fixed through prayer. And eventually what had happened, I had a meeting with the president of the school board and some other administrators within the district, and they're saying, oh yeah, you know what, we want this program here and to continue. And so there was some policy changes, you know, which we want to continue to abide by. We get it. You know, the kids' safety is of the utmost importance. And so, you know, we're back at it. You know, it was all the Lord. All the Lord's doing, you know, and he used, praise God.
That's great.
You know, so with those policy changes, I would ask, please continue to keep us in prayer, because a lot of our volunteers and everything, they're still like trying to figure out, okay, how do we do this? You know, because there's new forms now that the district has, plus our form, you know, and I say, hey, listen, the district form is of the utmost importance. You know, we can deal with our form later, you know, but let's get this form done. So it's just navigating through all the little different obstacles or policy changes. I guess, I don't know, are policies obstacles? I guess they can be sometimes, right?
They can be. Yeah. Tommy, but, thank you so much. We're going to come back to Tommy in just a minute, but I want you to meet Gail. How many of you know Gail? Look at it. Most of you do.
I'm glad you.
But Gail, if you could just very briefly, I remember hearing the story of the vision that you caught for starting release time in Chino Valley. Could you just maybe just give us a real brief word on that vision that you had? Were you in your car? Is that right? Did you hear?
No, I was in my dressing room at home.
Oh, okay. Well,
go ahead. Slow. Good morning. So I was not. It's the devil, of course. I wasn't saved until I was 38, a couple years ago. So. It was all about me, and I was on my way to hell, but I thought because I was a good person, I was going to heaven. Greatest deception in the world, and that's what our kids believe today. However, I realized at the age of 38, it was either suicide or Jesus Christ. And I thought, well, I'll try Jesus first. That's easier to go to a church than, you know, take a bottle of pills or whatever. So I went to church, and I went to church, and I thought, gosh, somebody really loves me besides my mom. And so I just got swept away with the love of Christ. And I started realizing that he didn't come to add anything to my life, but he came to become my life and to live in and through me. Well, I was so pumped up now, and for 13 years, I begged him for my assignment. He was silent. He just had so much work to do in my heart and in my life, because that old nature doesn't want to give up, right? So I was going to Bible college, falling more and more in love with the Lord, but still no assignment. Whatever it is, God, I want to do it. So one day my bonus daughter came home from high school, and she said, how do you feel about homosexuals? And I thought, well, that's a strange question. So I said, I don't want to give you my opinion. Let me go to the Word of God, and I'll show you what God says about sin, transgression, including homosexuals. So she asked me another question, and I took her through the Old and New Testament, and she did not want to argue, which was normally how she would respond to me, the wicked stepmother. And she had such peace about it that I looked at my husband and I said, you know what? I think I should be teaching children in public schools the Bible. But first of all, I don't even like little kids. I didn't. I never had my own kids. Number two, it's illegal. And number three, I've only taught adults through corporate America, not kids. But it was just a strange feeling. The next morning, I got up, and I was getting dressed to go to L.A., and KKLA was on playing some worship music. And all of a sudden, an announcer came on and said the Los Angeles Unified School District is looking for volunteers to come in and teach children the Bible. When he calls you, after 13 years of being silent, you respond. So that was really the genesis. I contacted the phone number they gave me in L.A. No one returned my call. I called them again. No one returned my call. And I thought, I'm not giving up, God. And so then finally a nice lady named Jenny Madison called me. And she says, come meet with me. I'll tell you about release time, which I had never heard of. I went out and met with her. She didn't want me because she says Pomona is closer to Chino Hills. Go serve with them. And 6 months later, the reputation got out. And I went to a prayer breakfast, and she asked me to try to get it started in Chino Valley. And that was in October of 1998.
You know, I'm going to ask both Tommy and Gail, as you know, we continue to see the things that are happening in the public square in society. What do you, Tommy, you can address this first, and then we'll come back to Gail. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you can take as long as you want, but my wife is right down there, and we've got to wind this up in about 10 minutes. So where is release time going? What do you see the future being?
You know, I think that, first of all, that's a great question. And I'm really excited because, as I said, especially these past 6 months, the awareness of Release Time Christian Education, at least in Santa Ana, and I believe it's going, this awareness is outside, you know, not just in Santa Ana, but everywhere, of Release Time Education. You know, other pastors and youth leaders are understanding of this opportunity, and I really believe that the church is becoming more aware of these opportunities to go into, as you said, the public square, into the public school system. And I know that all of us here, you know, we're here because we know the fruit of it. You know, we know the power of it, and we see the joy and the transformed lives of these kids and how they pray powerfully for their families. And so when we share that and with other pastors and leaders, you know, it just sparks, I think, like an interest of like, wow, we can actually do this. And as a matter of fact, we're having at Hope Life Church, we're actually using the K-Wave building, and we're going to be doing a presentation this coming Wednesday, and we have about 20 other pastors outside of, you know, in the local Santa Ana and Orange County area, just to bring some more awareness, you know. And I really think that this is a great opportunity for the church to find some commonality and across those, you know, hey, just forget about those denominational lines and have something in common, which is to get the gospel of Jesus Christ to young people, be kingdom-minded, because those young people soon become teenagers and young adults, and that's who we need to be in the church, leaders in the church, right? And I think this is the you know, a great thing. So I really do think that, you know, as much as the devil and the society and the culture and the world wants to put a stop to it, God's got a plan, and I really feel and sense in my heart that there's a revival with Release Time Christian Education.
Amen. Gail.
In 2015, Pastor John and I were blessed to be able to coalesce with some others and come together and work on some legislation. And it was our goal, as directed by the Holy Spirit, to present to the senators in Sacramento a petition, a request for a high school credit bill. Essentially, what that meant was they could study the Bible off campus but receive graduation credit, and it would be an evangelical program. Well, we passed to a certain point, but then eventually it failed. Satan got into the mix. But as part of that research that we did to present to the legislators, in addition to the organic truths that we shared regarding academically, morally, how this is going to help the kids, we wanted to appeal to their emotions. And I had just learned about four boys in Silicon Valley that jumped in front of a train and committed suicide. And I thought, what a travesty. So I started doing some research through the CDC and other websites about youth suicide in California. It was the third cause of death at that time, 2015. However, today it's the number two cause of death. And we just had one of our foster kids who was with one of our release time teachers. He went back to his biological mom. Some circumstances happened. She walked in his bedroom, a sixth grader. He had hung himself. This is happening on our watch. And then I thought, God, what can we do about it? And so I started looking at numbers. And I thought, okay, Chino Valley is 22 and a half years old. What other programs are out there? So we found out that in the state of California, there are 1,560 evangelical churches. There are 977 public school districts in California. And you know how many active programs we have? 17. Chino Valley is the newest, most active program, and we are facing 23 years. Kids are dying and going to hell. They're being snatched up by the culture. They have no hope, and it's happening on our watch. So this is an initiative that we are imploring everyone to consider and pray about getting involved. We can do this. We don't have to be comfortable within our own community. There's so many kids in the Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, San Diego, who need to hear the gospel. And the protocol that we've put together is so simple. All you have to do is sit at home and connect dots. We have everything provided for you on this two-page flyer to help us. Please help us reach kids in California. Sally, where can I put these flyers? Maybe in the lunchroom?
Yeah, maybe on the counter.
Okay. So that's my greatest passion right now, is to reach children that have never heard of Jesus Christ, have no hope, who are suicidal, and it's happening on our watch.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for these words of not only testimony, but words that speak to our hearts. Because, Lord, we're involved. We're working with kids. But we need to see growth. We need to see growth that is initiated by you, that is, Lord, brought about by the work of the Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, as we today sharpen our skills, I pray that also, Lord, we would understand the great challenge. Lord, we need more release time programs. Bottom line is we need to get the word out that Jesus can change lives. And, Lord, we thank you that every day we see kids come to the Lord through release time education. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to use release time, and as well as many other programs, because, Lord, we're running out of time. And I pray that, Lord, you'd put it especially upon our hearts to not only continue the programs that we have going, but to see new programs start. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, honey, we did it. I'm going to let Sally come up and share with you where you can go next. So she's getting her program out. Or
I don't have a program.
Okay.
I wrote it, so I should know what it is. But thank you all for coming. We have release time directors and teachers and volunteers, escorts, and we also have three churches represented today that children's ministry workers are here. So we're very happy to have you. We have workshops for you in this room. So this is the sanctuary. So Kelly will be in this room, and Steph will be in the fellowship hall, which is across the way with the tables, which we'll be having lunch there also. And then as you go through the foyer, you'll see a little mini store in there. That's a child evangelism store. And I just want to put in a little plug for child evangelism. I got involved with teaching a Good News Club about 6 years ago. I think this is our sixth year that we're doing it. And I love it, and I love teaching release time, too, so I keep my days busy. Release time, and then I get a little break to do good news in the middle of it, and I just think it's a wonderful organization, and they've got wonderful materials and picture boards, which, you know, flashcards that help you enhance your lessons in release time. But as you go through there, you'll see the restrooms to your left and right. And then as you get to the wall, just turn to the right. And that's our two classrooms, Classroom 1 and Classroom 2, where the other two workshops are. So we're going to be starting those in about 10 minutes. I think we're just going to be off 10 minutes on our schedule. So we'll start at 20 of, and then we'll end that session at 10:30. So I'll have to tell the leaders, too. They already took off. But just so you know. So without further ado, you're dismissed.